Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, September 20th, and we're back.
We're back.
Yes, we're back with a vengeance, folks. After a great show yesterday.
Yes.
We had an awesome show. Talked about asses a lot because we had an ass star here.
It was so... I've never met one.
I know. And it was funny because how often do you look openly at a woman's ass, right?
And she's like asking you to.
Yes, exactly. She's showing it off and everything, but man... That looks like a perfect ass, at least in the pictures. So
yeah, they're not photoshopped at all.
Right. And if you guys are interested in the show, it was a lot of fun tuning to yesterday's show. And yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, check out the
So today we have guests in the studio. Well, they're not in the studio yet, but they're on their way up. And this is going to be fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have visitors from out of town.
Woo!
We always welcome people into L.A.,
yes.
But I guess tourists don't know about the traffic here.
No. So. No, they do not. It's like so funny.
So we'll
funny
have
people.
To teach them. We'll give
it's
them
like a whole
lesson.
Other way of driving.
Right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, you got. I mean, here you've got to take out your GPS, and even that is not 100% accurate because
gotta
the traffic can get...
Right, and you got to have two apps open. You got to have the Waze and the Google Maps.
Right.
Because you got to see if one's competing. I mean, it's really outrageous.
Right?
They always terrible.
Though? I know, it's like you double check them, but let me tell you, I've learned one thing, and that is always to listen to Waze.
Always, I know.
Right?
Except when they tell me to go left on a freeway.
Yeah, right?
I hate that.
I know. They did that
oh,
once.
They always
me.
Do the left. They're trying to get rid of the left turn lanes where there's no light, but man, is that frustrating.
I know. But yeah, I mean, I remember one time coming back from Vegas, and there's only one highway. So I was driving there, and then it tells me, get off the freeway.
I'm
going, what the hell is this, right? And I see cars are starting to slow down, so I got off the freeway, and I followed Waze, you know. And, yeah, hi, guys. Have a seat over here, and we'll be with you in a few minutes. Just relax. There's some water, and... unwind from the LA traffic. Yeah, so it'll be just a moment, guys. So I got off the freeway and I was driving, and it was like almost like a non-existent road that parallels the freeway.
You know where it goes?
Right.
Hotel California.
Yeah, right, there you go, to some ghost town or something. So I drive and I drive and I see the traffic on the freeway and I'm like grateful and I'm thinking, well, where am I going to join the freeway back, right? It tells me to turn left under the freeway. I'm like, where the hell is this taking me?
No, no.
Let me tell you something. I ended up right at the end of the construction. There was an entire construction area there.
And then you missed it because of it.
I missed the whole thing. So I learned to listen to Waze, and that was after I had not listened to it before. And got stuck in traffic in other situations.
It showed you.
Yes.
That app showed you.
Exactly. So you have to listen to Waze.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So very cool. A couple things. I guess in the big headline in entertainment.
Dun, dun, dun. The divorce.
No more Brangelina, I guess, right?
Brangelina. The guests had not heard.
Oh, well, now
they
know.
They are crazed. Now, how insane was that?
Keys or something? Oh, okay, you cool? All right.
Oh, no, that was insane. And it's she separating from him, asking for custody of all 7,000 children.
All the kids, right?
All the kids, she has it.
Yeah.
And she said irreconcilable, I hate that fucking
irreconcilable
word. Yeah, whatever, differences. And, you know, interesting, huh?
Right. And the thing is that they made it look like such a perfect relationship.
Oh, my God. Jennifer Aniston's having a good-ass day, I'll say. My God.
Wow. She has revenge. I mean, sometimes it takes a while for it to come.
Brangelina.
But I guess they split up in 2004 when Angelina and Brad met on the movie set.
Yeah.
And so that's 2004. That's 12 years.
Yeah, they just got married, though, a couple years ago.
Right,
yeah,
in 2014.
Well, There we go. And yeah. Now you see how good marriages are.
Right. Exactly. No, I mean, you know how many times I've seen it happen where a couple will be together for 10 years, 12 years, and then suddenly they get married and then they get divorced.
What was that guest who told us after 10 years, just reassess where you want to be? It's like,
yes,
things
I remember
change.
That.
I thought that was such a good piece of advice.
That's true, right?
Change.
Reassess where you are. Well, apparently they did, and they realized that it's not going to happen.
No. Well, the magic is over, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Yeah. I think it's great. I always thought that was real bullshit that they did to Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, right?
Freaking cheating on her.
I know everybody feels bad for Jennifer
Aniston. Oh, yeah, but she's got a great body.
Got
so,
every,
you know,
plus,
she's
got every guy.
She's fine.
She can have any
seriously.
Guy she wants, you know?
She's got arms like you'd want forever,
right,
honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's fine. But honestly, she must have a nice little dinner tonight. I mean, she's now happily married. Like, she's doing really well.
Right.
Whatever.
But she's like, I told you so.
Yeah, yeah. You never know.
Sometimes it takes a while. But, hey, at least you must be celebrating because you mentioned him the other day, right?
Who, Pitt?
Pitt.
Yeah, he's my number one.
There
but
you
now,
go.
But
so,
to be honest, I'm a little worried. Why the breakup?
Oh, I see. So you think he could break up with you, too?
Well, no. He would never break up with me. That's absurd. But why did Jolie do it and she's taking full custody?
Right.
That's a little weird. Questioning. Yeah. What's
well,
with
that's
Mr.
motherhood
Pitt?
For you, though.
No.
I don't know about
Angelina
that.
Was very, like, equal partners. They never really wanted to get married. They were very into each other being an equal partnership. Mm. So for her to be like, I want full custody, red flags.
Wow. So you're saying something might be wrong with him?
Or did something
maybe
bad
he's got
happen?
Like
or,
moods or,
yeah. Wow. I mean, that's not a good sign that she asked for full custody of all six kids.
Right. But don't you think this would have come out early on in the relationship? Does it take 12 years to figure out, hey,
I don't know. He's
you're
super
a moody
hot.
Person?
He's super hot.
Yeah.
It might be because he's so hot.
I don't know.
No,
by,
I know.
By now,
I agree,
she's gotten
think.
Used to it, I
but
think.
You know, like Johnny Depp, like when Amber Heard said he had gone off the wire and hit her, and everyone's like, Captain Jack Sparrow would never do that. And then there's video the next day of him, like, smashing bottles, and she's and he's grabbing at her, and I'm like, well, you never know.
Yeah,
I
right?
thought Captain Jack would never do that.
Yeah.
He did.
Who knew?
Yeah. And then she took the $7 million from the divorce and gave it to domestic violence victims. I'm like, wow, she turned... I really read that wrong.
Yeah, right.
She turned out to be a lovely, delightful person. Sorry. Wow, my bad.
Yeah.
And then you saw the police shooting today?
Yeah.
In Tulsa?
Yeah, in Tulsa. Great. Like, that's what we need. More police shooting of black people.
Well, he had his hands up, and they said he had reached for a gun and all that, and finally they released the dashboard video, and he's stalled in his car coming from Tulsa Community College. This guy couldn't be better. Great dad. Had his hands up. They approach. She calls for backup. Even the helicopter is like, he's following commands. 30 seconds after the second car comes, she shoots him dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they tase him first, then they shoot him.
Really? And after the tase?
Absolutely.
Already?
And no one gives him any medical attention whatsoever.
Wow.
So it's Colin Kaepernick was asked to, like, discuss things, and he was like, this is why I'm kneeling.
Right.
To show that this isn't over.
Right.
So we always have this argument, but I'm like, well, Sam, do you get it now? My liberal
heart
is bleeding.
No, I still
don't. All right.
I still don't, but hey,
it.
You know, there's two sides to every coin, you know?
Not that one. There was
but as far as the police shootings, that's out of
And it was
control.
A woman, an older woman cop
really?
Did the shooting. Very rare.
Totally
so,
out of control.
Right. And
I
she's
think
on.
Just, why do you think they do that?
Well,
do you think it's fear?
So guess what? They have the audio of the helicopters, and guess what one helicopter pilot said to the other from feet in the air, hundreds of feet in the air, oh, that looks like a bad dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And my husband said to me, that's the quote Donald Trump uses. He uses the words, we're going to get the bad dudes. Mm. And I'm like, interesting that they use the same vernacular, but it's like coming into this, you know, the vocabulary, but from in the air, they could tell he was a bad dude. Yeah. Tulsa.
Wow.
So anyway, there's going to be I think there's going to be this has sort of brought back a lot of Black Lives Matter and hopefully have continue the protests. I mean, you wish this wouldn't continue happening, but the cameras show it.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the hell with that. We're not going to fix anything. I know that. I just know that.
And the hope moves on.
Yeah. There you go. All right, well, we're going to bring in a guest. Why am I hearing like echo, right? One of these has an echo, and I'll tell you why. Because I know somebody played with it.
Ooh.
Let me just see which one. Oh, it's
that
number
one.
Four.
I'm in a cave.
Number four has an echo, so we're going to fix that in a minute. If I can just figure out where to do it. This is what's going on.
Sam,
go ahead, say something.
Hey.
Right. Whoa.
Very, very
but wait
echoey.
A minute. This is doing it for all of them, doesn't it? when I turn on that one. Let me see. Okay, so I'm just hearing myself through that one. Wow. Okay, hold on a second here. We can't do this during a radio show. What's going on, man? What did they do to my thing?
What did they do
there
to
we
my
go.
Thing?
That's
yeah.
It.
No, I know, but his microphone is going to be on echo, and I don't like that.
Oh.
Something's going to go on. Something's going down, folks. let's see. It's got to be one of those. I mean, I don't know why. I'm not getting it right. Go ahead, say something.
Hey.
No, I don't even hear you. We're hearing him through the other mic. Go ahead, say something.
Hey.
Yeah, there
Ooh,
you go.
There.
Why don't you guys switch? Yeah, do you want to switch?
Yeah,
okay, because you're the star, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're the star. Although we're going to let you talk, but I don't want to waste the show trying to figure out how to take
With
the echo
that
out.
Guy.
So when he talks, he'll sound like God, you know? Yeah.
I love that.
There you go.
All right.
I don't hear as much echo now, and his microphone is on. Go ahead.
Maybe
say
that guy just has a really echoey voice.
Maybe, right? Maybe it's God. Go ahead, say something.
God.
No, it's God.
Yeah, it's still God.
Yeah, it's still God.
Still
okay.
God, man.
Well, but at least introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, because we know the artist is here.
Woohoo!
And okay. We have Just Be Polo in the studio. That's a cool name.
Poetry
a cool
snap.
Guy.
Poetry snap.
Yeah.
Poetry snap.
Cool looking guy. And you brought someone with you, so tell us who you are.
My name is Joe Fox.
Uh-huh.
Marco plays with a live band, so I play bass for him as well as help engineer and produce the music behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So you're responsible for the music, for creating
hardly,
the music?
Hardly.
Oh,
we do
wow.
it hand in hand.
Yeah, right?
We help each other.
He's my no man, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome. So Just Be Polo, hip hop pop artist. You're from Long Island.
I am.
So you're visiting us, right?
Yeah, we just got in.
Get closer to the mic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We just got in.
Really?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I was in Vegas, so I'm still kind of partied out.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do in Vegas. You party, right?
Yeah, he was
too much.
Did you win anything or lose any money?
I'm very down.
Oh, you're down. Okay.
Very, very down.
You
but
had the look
cousin,
of down.
Yeah, but my cousin's up like 1,600.
Damn.
Currently.
Damn. You know, he's still there.
He's still there. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He's having a good time. I did not have a good time.
That's
awesome. Vegas, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you old enough to gamble? You look like you're 13 years old.
I am just old enough to gamble. I got that in every place.
Really?
Yeah. You have to show ID.
You get, you'll have to be carded for the rest of your life, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
There were times where I was just standing there, not drinking, not gambling, and they were still like, no, I need to see ID.
Wow.
Like, this is
yeah,
okay.
Right?
Baby face.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is cool. So how long were you in Vegas?
Was there since last Wednesday.
Oh, really? Were you performing there too?
No. I actually had two different friends come for their 21st.
Oh,
so
boy.
So I just split it up between the two of them, and it was rough.
Two 21sts,
oh
my God.
Oh, man, it was a rough time.
Oh,
it
was.
Because
it's shots for, you have to do one, and then you have to do shots for the other guy, because you can't do one better party.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the groups were twins, actually.
Oh,
so it was kind of
three
21sts. Yeah. Yeah, so... I'm still drained. I got a good night's sleep though, so I'm
rock star.
Yeah. Two awesome. Rock stars.
That's two rock star.
Yeah. That's awesome. Now just forgive me. Because I was totally distracted by the microphone.
Of
okay.
course.
What is your name again? Joe?
Joe Fox.
So you're Joe?
Yes.
Okay, you're the one that sent me the emails.
I am. Yes.
Okay, good. And the microphone is okay
I
now,
know,
right?
Fine.
Good, good Joe. So you're joining us now.
Yeah, let's
you
go
can
now.
Join
you're
the
no
conversation.
Longer a
just
God,
be a little
Joe.
Closer to the
no
microphone.
No longer
so,
a God.
There you go, yeah. There you go. So he doesn't sound like God now.
No.
But he does look like a God.
Yeah.
He
right?
looks like
surfer
a
surfer babe.
Yeah.
Surfer babe.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So how do you become a surfer babe in New York, or are you just dressing up like that while you're here?
No, I dress like this all of the time.
Really?
How? I don't know. I just bought this.
That's his iconic shirt. That's his number one shirt.
Oh, really?
I have another one. I have a cool
It's very
one.
Point break.
That's cool, yeah.
Thank you.
So
very
you guys will see
break.
It in the pictures.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Very point break.
It is.
Yeah. You guys, by the way, the listeners should check out all the pictures of all our guests. I bet you a lot of you don't know we have a Facebook page for the show. And we put and an Instagram, and we post
yeah,
every picture.
Yeah, yesterday
on
I
there.
Touched our ass expert's ass.
Yes, you
and
did.
It was wonderful.
And
experience.
We were trying to feature her ass, but yet she was covering it with her hand because she just had to touch it.
Yeah.
So it was like an ass model. That's what she was.
That's great.
And
oh, man,
but it was amazing.
Came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We came a day late.
I'm a day late. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
So funny.
So you guys live in New York.
Yes, we do.
Is that where you both grew up?
correct.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny. We actually grew up in the same town, went to the same high school, but never at the same time. So when I went into the high school, he graduated.
Weird.
Oh, really? Yeah, whoa.
So we just happened to meet up and figure that out.
So how did you guys connect?
We have a mutual friend, the actual the guitar player of the live band I've worked with in the past, and then he's worked with him and hit me up one day. He's like, hey, man, like, you should come talk to Just Be Polo and about music. And
whoa.
We did, and we've been working since, pretty much.
Wow.
Sounds cool, man. Yeah. Now, and how long ago was that?
That was only like a handful of months ago, maybe like...
Yeah, this
really?
Has been like
so
an
you
8 month
started?
Thing.
Wow!
Yeah. I've been doing it since I was 18, but I really wanted a live band, so that's only been around 8 months.
That's awesome. Cool! And you're enjoying it?
Absolutely! Yeah. Yeah, I've wanted that from the beginning. I just didn't have the resources. Yeah. And then,
Who's like, yeah, everyone, live band, behind me.
You can't
it's
just
not
snap
easy.
Your
yeah.
fingers and it shows up. But as you go on, you meet people, and it was like. Perfect. This is exactly the plan.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's all going to plan.
Yeah, that's cool. So you're from Long Island.
Yeah.
Does that mean you're from a well-to-do family? Is that pretty much what it is? A
no,
family?
Yeah. It's not like the Great Gatsby all the time. But I wish. That's like the up north. We're from more like the water, where like the fishermen are and stuff like that.
We also live in suburbia, like... You could reach your arms out and touch the houses next to you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Very close-knit little Absolutely. Housing. Have you guys seen the documentary Last Play at Shea? It's all about
Last
Long Island.
Last Play at Shea.
Yeah, and it's about Alec Baldwin talks about it. It's Billy Joel and Alec Baldwin narrates, but it's also about Long Island. It's really interesting.
Oh, yeah,
really?
Alec Baldwin grew up like 2 minutes from us.
Yeah, that's why and it's a great
literally
documentary.
Literally 2 minutes from
yeah.
us. Billy Joel a little bit farther away.
Okay. But. Yeah, you guys would love it. It's very interesting.
I'll check it out.
Sam stroking.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm like totally distracted because why would somebody call me in the middle of the show? Someone I know.
Oh.
But so I'm kind of concerned. So I just had to text him and find out if everything's okay. But okay. Well, okay. I guess it was a mistake. So.
Butt dials.
Yeah. Why not distract me? What the hell, right? In the middle of my freaking show.
So what kind of music do you play to the live band?
So it's like. All right, how do I explain it?
Yeah,
right, so
that's why I'm interested. Yeah. I want to hear it. I want to
hear
your explanation.
Basically, to make it more clear, I grew up on hip-hop and punk rock. Like, those are just the two genres my mom showed me. So I'm like a hip-hop artist, and with the live band, I try to make it have a punk rock feel.
Oh, wow. Marinated in punk rock.
Yeah, it's like a cross-genre kind of. Wow. If they had a baby, the baby of hip-hop.
And it's kind of weird to hear that my mom introduced me to hip-hop and stuff, but that he's got a young mom, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
she's
got to be, what, in her 40s or something?
No.
No, 30s?
No.
30s?
No,
I don't know. Well,
no, but
50s,
no,
okay.
Not. Yeah, but...
Yeah, but no, still, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's got to be 50s. I mean, what am I thinking about? You're about my kid's age.
She stays hip. So.
Yeah, she
right?
Cool.
Yeah, she
grew
up on Eminem when I was 5.
Oh, God, so. I love that man.
Really?
Yeah, people weren't
too
happy.
So that inspired you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the Beastie Boys when I was 3. And
so she was a rebel. Yeah. She was more of a rebel mom, though.
Absolutely, yeah.
Whoa.
She still is, yeah.
That's
awesome. She shows me sometimes hip-hop music that I haven't heard. And
that's awesome. But that's what it's, like, our generation, like, we're going to be grandmas listening. Like Jay-Z, like
right.
that's what's happening, you know. It's no like Frank Sinatra, like
that's
it's gonna
true.
Be hip-hop, you know,
right? Yeah, we're gonna be like, oh, you kids don't know music.
Nas,
like, you gotta listen to Ludacris.
Yeah. Right.
Lil Jon is the way to go.
That's exactly the way it'll happen.
That's good,
you know,
music.
Yeah,
that's funny.
So Joe, how long have you been into music?
Oh man, a very, very long time. I'm gonna say like 10, 11, 12 years, something like that.
Okay. So you started early on.
Yeah.
And so what kind of music are you into? The same kind of music? Did you grow
Absolutely,
up with the same kind of music?
I'm no rapper or anything like that, but like I've been playing guitar and bass and dabbled in music for years. I've been in a handful of different bands, toured a bunch before I started working with
him. Wow.
So did that for, I don't even know, like 4 years. I traveled a little bit and then settled down a little bit, got behind the board, started doing more engineering and producing work, and then...
That's cool. And how did you learn that stuff? Did you go to school? Did you self-teach?
A little bit of both. Like, right. So through the years of being in a band, I just, like, paid attention to the whole recording process.
Right.
And then from there, started doing stuff on my own, and then went to a school back on Long Island to, like, really further my education on it.
Cool.
And then I now work at a studio over in Jersey with, like, again, with hip-hop artists. So, like... the fact that I started working there and then got introduced to him, it just kind of
all
came together. Yeah. Very cool.
Universe works in cool ways.
Yeah. I got to say, I'm like kind of I have very bad taste in music, and I really like crappy pop music, but I like hip hop, but I really like...
That's his thing.
So that's me. Yeah. But I really, I only love hip hop when it's to a live band. So like very unplugged, like Jay-Z, when you have the roots behind him and stuff like that. Like that's what I really love. So it's a little bit softer for the bad taste people like me. Mm-hmm. It's not so in your face. Like there's a little bit of live music. So that's my favorite type.
The cool thing, again, about his live band, not to like toot my own horn.
But, you might as well. That's why you're here, right?
I'm the coolest thing in a live band.
No, but like our drummer is very like, I don't even know how to explain. He's a rock drummer. Our guitar player is like, he loves like Daft Punk and then also like the Chili Peppers. So he's like, again, rock. And then I also love rock music, but also like, I love like the Backstreet Boys and like Britney Spears.
Me
and shit
too.
Like that.
Right?
So, like,
yeah.
And then
because
like,
it's part
them.
Of the culture, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and you grow up with them.
My God,
you know,
Britney and I were the same age.
Yeah, and you grow up with them, you know, and
yeah, you grew up.
Yeah, I'm talking even younger. Like my kids grew up on Britney Spears and stuff. They don't listen to her anymore, but they probably would.
They should.
It'll remind them of their childhood.
Oh, he does.
Point,
I do.
He does.
Right? Taylor Swift is up my alley. Katy Perry, what? But it's interesting because now you get like the pop samples within hip hop. Like it's all kind of becoming
mixed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot that,
and hip hop has almost become pop.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which like, is so far in a way what it was not only like 30 years ago.
Right. The whole point was that it was rebellious towards pop, and then it became the popular music.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what happens when you rebel and then it becomes cool. I got a belly button ring in England when I studied at Oxford, and I told my dad, and he goes, "Mazel tov." I'm like, "No, I was trying to rebel." Whatever.
The only response I could have asked for.
He was like, "Mazel tov." I was like, "What?" I thought it was such a badass.
Yeah. So this is interesting. People are probably wondering what the name Just Be Polo means.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, since you guys gave me your real name, I can figure it out. But you tell us what that means.
Okay, it's once I say it, it's pretty clear. So my name is Marco.
Polo.
So, yeah,
Marco.
So
okay.
I got that a little bit in my life. just a little bit. So then when I was starting up professionally, I needed a name, and my whole image was to just be yourself. You know what I mean? Don't be fake. So just be. Uh-huh. Also, my last name starts with a B, which is why it's not B-E. It's
Period.
Just the letter B.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone called me Polo from the start. So it's almost like everyone is a just be if you're yourself and then your name.
Oh, yeah. I like
you know
that.
What I mean? So I'm just Polo, but it's like just be Polo. He would be just be God over here.
Yeah, just be Joe Pop. That's interesting. And do people call you in? Do they call you Marco? And like, if I'm getting coffee with you, or am I like?
No, I like to be called Marco.
Okay,
it's just almost like alter ego
stage
artist
name,
thing, but
Sasha
other
Fierce
than,
type of situation.
Yeah. Other than that, like I like Marco. Marco's cool.
So you have a stage name. It's not like a porn star where she takes on the name forever and entire life, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it could be like a porn star.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
But no, if you're a porn star, you just have your one ego, and that's it.
And they never go by their
name. Like, if they go to Starbucks, are they like, "My name's like Tits McGee"? That's what they put on their Starbucks.
Except Tits,
that's
their
what
names,
I say.
Though.
I say Tits McGee
that's
every time.
That's not the names. They're usually like Ashley and
Paige.
And all this stuff. And Alexis
your porn
Texas.
Star
Campy.
Alexis Texas.
Which is, isn't it your block? Isn't it the block you grew up on and your first pet?
I say first pet first and then the block. So I'm Scampy Allendale. Which I really like.
That's awesome.
Amazing name. Amazing. I could have made lots more money doing that.
That's an awesome name.
Great. Because it's not too bad. What's yours?
Blackout Island Channel.
Wait, what pet was named Blackout?
That it was older than me, so someone named it before I was born. But
that is hilarious.
Blackout Island Channel.
That's like a
I would
dark
get zero
stripper.
Views.
No, yeah.
I would get zero
or
views.
Or you get the creepy goths. You know what I mean? What's this guy into?
That's funny. Yep, so hip-hop, pop artist, Just Be Polo. Now you know what the name means. Let's play some of the music.
Yes.
You know, you guys sent us links to SoundCloud. You guys can follow us. It's just the letter B and then Polo. And
I like how preppy it sounds. A little preppy, like Polo Sport.
Oh, it does. Yeah, I've never worn a polo in my life.
I can imagine.
Literally, I've never worn a polo.
I thought you were going to be this like preppy hip hop artist.
No. Yeah.
And then here you're called Marceau Bellomo.
Yeah, so I don't know why that happens. So
Joe is laughing. What happened?
I don't know. For some reason, so I used to type it in E-A-U-X
right.
with the O sound.
Oh.
But and then I don't do that anymore, but for some reason that keeps coming up.
Like Marco. Oh, it's Marco. Like,
it's just
oh.
M-A-R-C-O.
It's like Marco, yeah. But it's pronounced Marceau because you have the E after the C, right?
Yeah, my mom used to tell me that, and that's why I stopped doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I was like, oh, I screwed up,
because it
basically.
Looks like French. Yeah, in French it would be Marceau.
Yeah, that's like Marceau de la Forno.
But
yeah, no, that was my Twitter name, and now it just won't go away. I don't know how to get that
so
out
so irritating.
There.
Yeah. That's very funny.
Okay, so we've got a few of your songs here. Which one should be do you like the most? There's like There Is a Hill and Attraction and No Late Entry.
Okay, so we're on SoundCloud,
right? Everything Changes, Daydream, Didn't You Know It. You tell me. I mean, let's we'll get to play a couple of them. So
cool. Everything Changes is cool.
Everything
Yeah,
Changes.
That's on my
okay,
last
let's,
album.
Okay,
what's
let's
the album
hear
called?
That one.
Everything Changes?
Is that the name of the album?
Oh, Desensitized Ooh. Is the name of the album.
See, I already like this piano. I'm like lame. I love this soft. I'm a
it's
puss.
Not
I'm
lame.
A puss.
It's,
I'm a puss. No, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool.
They say home is where the heart is. Either way, I'm heartless. Regardless, they say that things have been different since I departed. I started to understand that no matter the place you landed, you're handed an empty canvas. I'm lucky that I'm an artist. So how you sing with so much soul if you say you sold it? That's a lot of essence. Didn't answer the question. Go behind her back. I'm the hands when you got arrested. And the way she's smoking, either it's arson or it's possession. You offended, kinda mean but I meant it. I ain't writing a letter, but I'ma need to address it. In such a time of recession, you still been putting your sense in. This is real life Twitter, I'm the favorite when I mention. Knick knack, patty whack, give a dog his credit for the flow that he given it. Bash your skull and don't forget it. I got friends and I got debt for the women that they said we're thinking. I'ma be the only one who's single at their wedding. The hell is gonna be my plus one? He said there'll be bridesmaids, maybe you should fuck some. I know that you'll love one, cause she loved Beyonce. And you got away with single ladies and their drunk love. I said, yo, that's fucked up. I know I'm insensitive. I don't gotta let it out when I just wanna get it in. Maybe we should let them live, let them drink, let them sip. Now I'm seeing blurry like my vision got some censorship. Chilling with the people that I almost got arrested with. Said I need a better way of living and a better clip. But if they the bad seeds, I don't need to guard it. You could break it for pardon, cause they help me like you never did. Homie, this my business, I'm the worker and the president. You ain't got stock, knock, knock, never let them in. Now I see these girls talking dirty like the Exorcist. Hate to see them exit, but I love to watch them exit. I guess and now the I'm only thing that doesn't change is everything changes. Everything changes. I guess the only thing that doesn't change.
See, I like more the singing part than the rapping part because I'm old-fashioned that way, you know?
Yeah. We like melodies.
Yeah.
We like melodies, too.
Yeah,
sometimes rapping
awesome.
Gets boring.
No, yeah, I can see, but it's awesome, you know? I mean,
oh, thank you
can definitely... It's
thank
like... Oh,
you.
I forget your mic, sorry.
You. That was amazing. That's yeah. my type of, like, Eminem, cool, funny lyrics that I can actually understand, plus some soft... I love that.
Yeah,
oh,
you know,
cool.
and it's cool.
That's awesome.
And I'll tell you why maybe I don't get... rap music for the most part in hip hop. I'll tell you why. Because usually I don't listen to lyrics of songs.
Right.
I just listen to the music, to the melody more. I use the words as just, you know, to, the way to sing the song. So with rap, though, you have to listen to the words,
right,
you know, because
right,
you're telling the story,
it's
you
the
know.
The most important part.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So it requires too much concentration on my part. That's what I'm trying
Donor.
To say.
Donor.
Yeah.
That's so fun. No, I really like it because it seems like more like an audiobook. Like I'm actually like,
right.
and I think me, I'm a lyric person. Like, to be honest,
yeah.
I know Taylor Swift sucks in a lot of people's minds, but she writes her own lyrics, and I kind of think that's awesome.
She's a great songwriter.
She's a great songwriter,
I'm not
to be
the
poppy.
Biggest Taylor Swift
no,
fan,
but she's a catchy, she knows how to make a catchy lyric. Right. And for a girl, I'm like, I'm also crying on my guitar. So it's like, I love lyrics like that where I'm like, the bridesmaid thing. I just thought it was very funny.
I actually, my ex showed me the song We Are Never Getting Back Together, which seems like it would be rude.
Totally.
But I was like, I won't lie.
This is a good song. Good yeah. song. No, you can tell.
Like, I get what you're trying to tell me. Yeah. But like also, ever. Like, thank you for the song.
Totally.
It's so funny. I used to talk to girls through songs too.
Sure,
it's
like, mixtapes and stuff.
Listen this yeah. song, to this yeah. song. That's Heck what I'm yeah. trying to say, right?
Yeah, yeah. But usually it's in a romantic way.
Right.
Not
exactly.
In a, don't talk to me.
We'll exactly. never get back together, yeah. ever. Yeah.
But I was like, dope song. So, jokes on you.
Can I ask you a question? Do you guys like Macklemore or no?
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, wait, because Macklemore, like, I liked his new... Now, a lot of people have mixed feelings about him. He's kind of, like, poppy, right. hip-hop, but he's got, like, really funny, good lyrics, yeah. and I find myself enjoying the songs. Is that...
Downtown is such a dope song.
I love that song.
Thrift Shop is cool.
Thrift Shop's cool. Okay, cool. Okay, so I'm not that lame. Okay. I'm a little lame.
I'm very lame. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Then I like that he was independent.
Yeah, yeah. He's also, he's from the West Coast.
Yeah, Seattle.
He's actually not that big in New York.
Oh,
he
is,
that is, but like Thrift Shop is big. But like, I feel like when you come to the West Coast, he's a lot
yeah,
bigger.
Like I yeah. like to sound
like. Yeah.
yeah.
Joe, what was your childhood like? Do you have any siblings?
Oh, yes, I have a lot. I have.
Really?
I'm one
Joe
of six.
Just became an uncle yesterday.
Oh, yes,
by the way.
Congratulations. How cool is that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man. I was so pissed off. I mean, yeah. I'm great. I'm very, very, very happy.
Why are you mad?
I was so pissed off.
Because her due date was on Wednesday.
Aww.
So I was like, no, you need to have this baby
the baby
before
I leave. Wow.
So I saw my sister back on, we got here yesterday, so on Sunday night. And I was like, oh, yeah, just let me know. Like, send me a text if need be. Like, I'll book come a flight. Back. Yeah, come back early. I seriously land in L.A.
And the baby's already born.
And I turn my phone back on. It's like, hey, Christine is in labor. I was like, I just landed.
That's so annoying.
Whoa. I was yeah. saying they waited on purpose.
Yeah.
She was,
get
in,
him
she
out
was
of here.
In labor Saturday, and she was like, just wait for Joe to get on. Right.
And what are the odds? You know, you wait 9 months for the baby to right. be born, and it's
really?
Born
it's
when right. you can't be there.
No.
Wow. Bad, but, no,
there
cool.
you go.
But
how life
coming
works.
Coming home, I'll be an Uncle Joey. I'll be the new John
Uncle
Stamos.
Uncle Joey!
Uncle Joey. You look like John Stamos.
I'll take
that
it.
Is, no, he was, you guys, he was Uncle Jesse.
Oh.
Don't be dick. Uncle Joey was the lady.
So
yeah, come on.
Oh,
he was
my
the other
God.
One. Cut it out. That guy.
Oh, my bad. Well, he's funny as
well. He's
oh, my
hilarious.
God. We picked the wrong uncle. Oh, my God.
I didn't
God.
Even realize I did that.
You're speaking
my
to bad. A woman here
yes.
who grew up with John Stamos oh, and Uncle Jesse.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that you just corrected me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's her job.
Uncle Pop Culture.
She reads all the papers. She better know what the hell she's talking about. But so, Joe, how many siblings do you
so,
have?
So, yeah, I'm one of six. We're the Brady Bunch. We have three girls and three
wow,
boys.
Wow, six.
That's hilarious.
How cool is that?
I think that's awesome.
Huh?
I mean, was it
it's
cool for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
the
cool.
house is never, never quiet. That's now it is, nowadays, because we're all older, so...
Yeah.
Is anyone else in music or just you?
Yeah, I my older brother actually, me and him were in a pop band together for a long time and traveled a little bit together. He sang.
Oh, nice.
Now he's married and he's like a dean of a school right now.
Wow.
It's really weird. Anybody that like used to tour with us was like, "So how's your brother doing?" Like, I know that you're still doing music. I'm like, "Yeah, he's married. He's
moved on."
Yeah, yeah. He teaches math now. Like, they're like, "What?"
I was also in a barbershop quartet with your younger brother.
Yeah, that
really?
Too. My little brother sings
back in
also.
High school.
Wow, and that
yeah.
Really it was a barbershop
yeah.
just out of your own making.
No,
it was like the
school
made it.
I see,
but
okay.
You didn't have, like, we
it's
just
fantastic.
Wanted to do it. We
it's
like,
a great
yeah.
sound.
Yeah, we were like, barbershops are dope.
It's
yeah.
the best.
And his brother was the main vocals, too. So.
What were you, what, alto?
I was the tenor.
Oh, yeah, tenor,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And that's his
awesome.
Brother was the main vocal.
How
he's
awesome.
Good.
He is. He doesn't
wow,
sing much
very
anymore.
Cool. Very yeah. cool. We're talking to hip-hop artist, hip-hop / pop, artist Just B. Polo, visiting us from New York,
yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Along with Joe Fox. Baby,
baby.
And yeah, Joey. So it's cool, and I'm glad you both came because the thing is, it takes teams,
yeah.
you know, it's hard to do it
absolutely,
alone, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't even
go.
Act like I'm doing it alone. I'm just like, hey, man, I'm leaning on people.
Yeah, there you
You're
go.
Even, yeah.
I'm leaning on everyone.
But
no.
it's about collaboration,
absolutely.
You know, and you got to do it because it's hard to do everything yourself. You
what
know?
Does it take a village? Who said that, Sam? Is that Hillary?
Okay, shut
I'm just
up.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. We have arguments.
I've seen those commercials. Yeah.
We have arguments was, over it. But she, it, it yeah, does.
She
it
has to insert the name Hillary at least once per show.
I'm just saying you're right. It does take a village. You can't go anywhere alone.
Yeah.
What is that African proverb? If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Oh, I like that.
I sound amazing right now.
That's true,
oh,
right?
Man.
A lot of wisdom.
You got Confucius.
Yeah, it was like on an American Express ad, I think.
Other special guest, Confucius.
Even better.
You should have given me the echo right then.
God.
The God vocals.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the music, guys.
Absolutely.
So what have you done so far? Do you have a full album?
Yeah, okay. So I have two albums on iTunes.
Wow.
One of them is an actual album. One was just I took the singles that I had released and put them on iTunes.
Uh-huh.
So Desensitized came out, I believe, last summer 2015.
Okay.
And we've kind of just been, we just went on tour this summer. So
how was it?
It was awesome. It was a good time. We were doing those songs.
Really?
And now that we're back and it's the fall, things slow down. So we're working on the third album now.
Nice. Good
or
for you.
Or the second album, I guess.
Kind of, yeah, the others.
Yeah.
Because there's some bands that like I really like and then they disappear. Like,
right.
I liked Vampire Weekend and then I was like, I never heard from them again. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
They won that Grammy and then just...
Yeah,
like,
and that was gone. Like,
goodbye.
Vanished. I'm like, all right.
That's so vampire of them to do that.
That's so true. But I love that when you're prolific about it and keep writing...
Oh, it doesn't stop. Basically, I write on the road, and then it's like, all right, back home, let's record everything.
Wow.
Yeah. So you guys, do you collaborate on the writing as well, the lyrics and the
lyrics is music?
Yeah, not the lyrics. It's
so
more,
he does the you do the lyrics.
And the music.
And the
and
music.
Then I
and
go
then
to
you
him.
Produce it and mix it. And
right. He makes it sound
stuff.
More like
yeah.
a full
like
a, song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
And how do the lyrics come to you? Like, I'm a stand-up, and the jokes come, like, full jokes. Do they come to you full songs? Are you? Is it a struggle or is it easy?
It's a little bit of both. A lot of times, I think I write the most in the shower.
Me too. That's where
it's
I write my
literally
show.
Like the easiest.
Me too. I have Aqua Notes. You can write with. It's a waterproof pad.
I don't have that.
Oh, I'll get it to you.
I do this like memorize.
Well, I'm trying
it
to visualize
now.
This one.
Memorize it.
No Aqua Pads. It's like $10 on Amazon.
Aqua Pads.
Wow.
I got to invest
totally.
In those.
Yeah.
So yeah, sometimes it literally I could just go full song, but sometimes I have ideas and. Kind of just comes.
Yeah,
so wait a minute. So let me get this right. You're like naked in the shower.
All right.
You're rubbing.
All right. Easy
okay.
There.
No. Naked. I mean, but you're soaping yourself with the boobs, and suddenly there's like a joke coming up, and you write it down.
Yes.
Really.
Correct.
You can't like memorize it for 2 minutes.
No, because what's funny is when you're in the shower, there's called like it's the beta flowing through you.
I
the
think
water's
so.
Hitting you.
Oh, this is a thing.
Oh, this yeah. is a thing. Showering is other than hygiene, like a really useful tool for creative people because they
I
have.
Feel that way.
Yeah, I'm sure because you have the shower water on you, so you're distracted and sort of in a meditative flow,
okay.
And then the alpha waves start coming. So I write my jokes in the shower.
Okay,
and
makes
yes,
sense.
I am
okay.
naked.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you went all the way to actually get something like that to write on. I would imagine it
oh,
is
yes.
important.
Oh, yes. It comes
to you.
Full jokes come. They're not great.
Yeah.
But I try.
Wow. That's
I wish
very
I did
cool.
stand up.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Is it?
Yeah. And I wish I did hip hop, but I would think hip hop would be scary because of the. Like, what if you stumble? Are you gone the rest of the song?
No, I just
okay.
laugh. And
oh, okay.
Continue.
Okay. That's way better.
Yeah,
okay.
I actually, like, one time fell very hard on stage.
I love when people fall down.
Oh, it was like, not just fell, like, face planted like it was vicious.
You ate wow. shit.
It was it was vicious and I just laughed. I don't know.
This is the best.
I didn't have time. I don't know. I was just like, I gotta get up. It's like people are still watching. I gotta get up.
During the tour back over the summer, we played this festival out in Wisconsin called Summerfest, and he went out into the crowd and in like behind the barricades there were there were chairs that would fold up, so he stepped on one of the chairs and
just went straight
fell through the chair.
And what's even worse is that I did it maybe four times.
Yeah, multiple
like,
times.
Like, I just kept going up on these chairs and falling through like I was
not
gonna
learning
load.
Your lesson.
No,
no,
not at all. Not even a little bit.
So funny.
But,
whoa.
That's so funny.
I would think comedy's scary.
It is unless it's like the best thing in the world for you. Like, to me, it was scary until I got on the stage, and then it's black because you have lights in your face, so you think you're you're in the shower. You just pretend you're in the shower.
What if they don't laugh?
That happens a lot. No, and it doesn't. You often work with the crowd, and then you start mentioning people in the crowd, and it gets what? But it, I mean, you do bomb. I'm sure you've had bad Joes, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, the music's still
going. Yeah, it's pretty silent.
There's no, like, silence. Like,
crickets.
Yeah.
I know. You're like, let's stop and start over.
It's kind just
of
like,
thing.
Yeah, wow. In comedy, it's so clearly like, I don't like this or I like this.
No, it's
at
very
least with
clear.
Music, I don't finish a song and then the crowd is like, I don't like this.
It's very judgy. It's very judgy.
Oh, man.
And it's also very solo. Like what you were saying, it takes a collaboration. Like you're alone out there.
You're alone.
And the weird thing is, when you're waiting to go on stage, you're alone. And comics don't, well, sometimes they don't often talk to each other backstage because it's like you're in your head getting your set. So I'm a very people person. So I'm like, hello.
Yeah, if somebody talks
to
me.
Lonely. Yeah. So it's a kind of a lonelier place to be.
Yeah. Wow. I'd actually be terrified.
Yeah, it can be scary. I
perform, but that's too much.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I salute her for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
She has the balls to do it.
And I love comedy, too. Yeah. I love watching stand-up and stuff. But
Wednesday at the Comedy Store, 2 days from now.
Yeah,
tomorrow. I'm at the Comedy Store.
Okay, what time?
Let's go.
I'm there at 8. I'll invite you
at
for
8.
Sure.
Yeah, let's go.
Everybody, go to.
Love
you guys are still in town tomorrow, right?
Oh yeah, we're here for like.
Yeah,
the week.
Why don't you come? The Comedy Store is awesome.
I'm much dirtier on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
How can that be?
I know.
It's not like she's exactly holding back here, you know.
No,
I'm definitely gonna go. I love
Perfect.
Stand-up.
I'll invite all of you guys.
Hell yeah!
Wow.
Perfect.
Very cool. So. So let's tell people where they can find your music and everything.
Okay, you can find it on anything. Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes.
Right.
If you want to actually give me money, iTunes. Because those streaming services don't give me money.
No.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing, is that in the beginning you make an investment of your time and effort and money and everything.
Absolutely.
Until you get attention and you get traction and everything, and then people will want your music.
Absolutely, yeah.
And also, look, it is hard to make money from music today. There's no doubt about it, and especially for fledgling young artists, you know. But what do you do? Still want to make music. So there's but there's just new ways. But like, look at the same token. Look, before you used to be able to sell a record, but you could never produce one. You needed a record company.
Right
now, you can be an artist. You can be anywhere
in your bedroom.
Exactly, and you can be anywhere, and people can find you and listen to you.
Absolutely.
So that's worth a lot, you know. And that's what I'm saying. So I think, in a way, that's the money you're saving, is from having to, first of all, split it with the record company and everybody else.
Right.
And also because you don't have the production costs and all that. And it costs you next to nothing to put those songs up there.
Absolutely.
Right?
Independence, the way to go now.
Yeah, Macklemore, he did no producers at all.
Right. Like
himself.
You said, you could do it. Like, you could really do it independent. You don't really need that backing.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So to artists that are beginning, all I'm saying is, don't expect to be paid right away. You know, it's like,
absolutely
people
not.
I mean, because I mean, think about it. Think of other artists that you don't know.
Stand-up comics don't get paid right away either. Totally.
Yeah, because you have to build your audience first.
Yeah, I have
then
to people
want
to see me.
Exactly. And then what happens is, you come to the venue and you say, look, I can bring you 200 people or whatever. You know, they pay you.
Absolutely.
And this is the same thing with your music. You know, the moment that people will go, I really like this guy, let me pay for his music.
Right.
You know, you'll get that going.
Yeah,
you know?
And I was going to say, shows are really where artists make the money now.
Yeah.
And
like touring and stuff?
Yeah. But even up-and-coming artists, like when I started, I actually had to pay to get on shows.
Right.
Yeah, so I pay to get on shows.
Yeah,
I
so
used
like,
to.
Right.
You pay, and then eventually, once your name gets out enough, they start paying you. So it's
exactly.
Like, expect to lose money at first. Almost,
you have to
know?
Understand. It's just
absolutely
like any enough. Other business.
Yeah.
You've
got
to invest. You've got to invest some in your career.
And I would pay for my friends' tickets to come. It's
you
got to sacrifice.
So many people.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, I can't. How do I ask my friends to come to hear the same flipping jokes over and over again? But you've got to sacrifice. You've got to be okay to sacrifice.
Yeah, we did a show in New York City. I think I had a 46 person guest list.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, and then it was like, that's 46 times 15. That's the amount of money I just didn't make. You know, but it's cool. Like, it's a good time either way. You know?
Exactly. And you just keep going, follow your dream, you know, and just keep doing what you're doing, you know, and keep improving all the time. Find out what's going on in the market. I'm sure you guys pretty much know everything that's going on in hip hop and all that stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
So, right?
Except I didn't know about Brad and Angelina.
You were on the plane. It's okay.
That's true. Exactly. It happened all on a flight.
I know. So many things happened on a flight.
Worth of time.
Yeah.
Brad Giulino just
crazy.
So it's Just Be Polo. The album is Desensitized.
Desensitized.
Right. And you can listen on SoundCloud and you can buy it on iTunes and let the guy make some money.
Hey, give me some Taco Bell.
Yeah, right.
Del Taco. I need some Del Taco.
Imagine if somebody buys a song or two. It's only a couple bucks or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to make him rich, right? but help. You know, I mean, anything. Just show that you're paying for your music. Just
right.
Like
no, it'll get me Starbucks and some coffee and some food that day.
Yeah.
That's what we're out here
day
for.
Day by day.
We're here for coffee and food.
Exactly.
Money and fame?
Know?
No, coffee and food, man. Just give me
exactly.
The more you go for money and fame, the less you'll get. I feel like you got to go for the art.
You go for the art.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really do. And because you can't do anything else, you know?
Right.
Because you can't sit in a 9-to-5 job and stuff. That's your reward. No, I think that's your payment, you know, that you get to
freedom.
Do what you love to do.
Yeah. I can tell an artist when they sit in the chairs because they always are rocking
and
moving. They can't fidget.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, imagine him in a 9-to-5. I'm like, poor guy. You would hate it.
I worked at Macy's before all this.
I can't even imagine.
It's
not
hard.
Fun.
It's hard. I've
not
done it for
time.
Many years.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of it.
Yeah, eventually you will. You know, just keep focusing on that. And that's the bottom line. You see, that's another repayment is when she feels like, hey, I don't have to do that 9-to-5 anymore. I can actually survive for my craft.
That's the dream.
Oh, that's the dream, right? You just want to be able to
earn a living.
Live off of what you love to do.
Exactly.
You don't have to be living in the hills
no,
out there.
I didn't need Malibu. At first, I thought I'd get a Malibu. I don't need Malibu. I just need like breakfast and maybe dinner.
Right?
That's
like,
all I need. Yeah.
Just supporting a family
totally.
Because you're doing what you like.
It's the best.
That sounds...
Like
sounds
a good
awesome,
life.
Right?
Sounds pretty
life.
Cool.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
I mean, think about me. You know, I have an edible, come in, do a show every morning. I don't have to worry about anything.
Man.
I don't have
it's
to
the
worry
best
about
job in the world.
Type of show.
Yeah, you know, how can he possibly, you know. But no, there's a lot of hard work running the station and everything. There's no doubt. But
you were someone that's like, this is what I want to make a radio. I'd like to be on a radio show. So you created a full station. Like that's the type of person you are. That's
right.
And
exactly.
We find each other. You know?
And now I wonder how I could ever do the 9-to-5. I can't even sit here for 2 hours, to run a show or something. And so that's why I sit at home, you know, and I sit on the patio with my laptop and stuff and move around because I can't sit in one place.
Yeah, creative.
So how could I possibly have done accounting and shit for 8-9 hours every day? I don't know, man. How could I even get up in the morning?
And it's also, I think, I don't remember. I think it was Jim Carrey. I saw like an interview with Jim Carrey and he said, you could literally choose to do like a plan B because you don't think your plan A is realistic and still fail at that.
Yeah.
Like, why?
True.
Like, what's the
very
point? You know
true.
What I mean? Like, all right, if I want to be a musician, but I'm like, no way I'm going to be a musician. I'm going to be a teacher.
What if you fail being a teacher?
Fail at being a teacher, then it's like, oh, I could have tried to be a musician and failed.
That's
like,
true.
You know what
there
I mean?
You go.
You could fail your plan B.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's,
so that's
or
why
your
you're
C or D or E.
Hopefully plan B never fails on you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But that's only when Planned Parenthood is not defunded.
Oh, more political talk.
Yeah, she has to drop that.
Hey.
She has to drop it. But it's okay. We forgive Tory because
he doesn't have. It's sad because he can't back up anything because he is Trump. Who he's like, I can't give you back anything. Yeah,
oh,
he doesn't.
Man.
It's not a fair fight.
I'm
it's
looking
not
in on Tory's side.
Yeah. It's not fair for him because he doesn't have a relevant candidate.
Yeah, no,
we're
I don't.
Though.
I'm
we're
reluctantly
artists.
Voting against. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're talking about Just Be Polo and also Joe Fox. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Best.
Tell people
absolutely.
How they can
thank
find
you,
Joe. How can people find you,
Joe? Oh, man. My name is Just Joe Fox on every social media.
That's
how did
a
you
coincidence.
Get that?
No, that's a
honestly,
coincidence.
Yeah, I when we started working together, he's like, wait, your like account name is Just Joe Fox?
Wow.
He's Just Be Polo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, hey, I had mine since like 2010 or something like
and
that.
And I definitely had it after that. So
exactly.
That's crazy.
You beat me to it prior. Yeah, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
This business and friendship was meant to be.
Yeah, beshert. Is that what you say?
What?
Beshert?
Beshert.
Yeah, it means
oh,
like kismet.
Like...
It means when you're supposed to be together. It was fake.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Serendipity.
Yeah, serendipity.
Serendipity.
There
great
you
movie.
Go. Yeah,
John
it was meant
Cusack.
To be. Yeah. That's awesome, guys. Well, Jay, like I said, Just Be Polo and Joe Fox, guys, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Much continued success to you in New York and everywhere else.
Absolutely.
And
an awesome show.
So are you guys, thank you. Thank you. And so what are you guys going to do the rest of your time here?
We have more.
Yeah, we have some meetings, like some more shows, acoustic
None
set.
Of them are going to come even close to this. You better be prepared.
I don't think any of them are interviews, though. So, like,
oh, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, so it's so, more like music.
Yeah, and, like acoustic live sessions.
That's
stuff
cool.
Like that.
That'll be
yeah,
nice.
No, this was fun.
Awesome.
And then we want to party a little bit. You
yeah.
know? We're in
there
LA.
You go, man. We're California in LA. Chicks,
yeah.
man.
Exactly. Psh,
don't go
Joe
home.
Joe keeps saying that. He keeps driving by like, where are they coming from?
They're all over, right?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's insane.
They're all over, right?
Absolutely insane. I turned down the block yesterday to go to our buddy's house, and I'm just like, dude, there's like four
They're everywhere.
Yeah. They're everywhere, you know. So make sure you don't
better
go back
Long
home
Island.
Empty-handed.
Yeah. Sorry, Long Island, but L.A.'s a little better.
They do. But then they can be a little ruder here sometimes.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
well,
no.
Man, Long Island
York.
Girls are
oh,
probably
true.
The most stuck-up girls.
Okay, you're right. Long Island
really?
Girls. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. My. And they're not even,
that.
Like, that great. Like, why are you that stuck up? Yeah, like,
send them to L.A. and they'll be, they'll put them in their place.
Like, fours here.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because everybody here becomes a nobody really quickly.
Oh, my God. People look at you and go, oh, no, and move on. It's that bad.
You know, I mean, yeah, you get like women that are like.
Bring it.
Yeah, they're like totally like I mean, Miss Alabama type beauty. They come here and they're like, oh, everybody looks like me or better.
Yeah.
You know, so it humbles them a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to send
every girl from Long
exactly.
Island.
Exactly. I know. And the LIE, here. Right? Send the LIE all the way to LA, man.
Send them west, everywhere.
Yeah, there you go. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. You're
so
amazing.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Great time.
Thanks, Tori.
Anytime.
And see everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.